Our GeoQuiz today takes us to Europe now and the City of Lights. Paris is full of attractions. Any tourist who strolled through the Île de la Cité, one of the two river islands in the heart of the city, is familiar with one of those attractions. And nope, we don't mean the Eiffel Tower. The historical structure we're talking about today was built in the Middle Ages, and it has bells. Lots and lots of bells, as you can hear. This is an iconic cathedral whose bells chime every 15 minutes and have for centuries now. And they've been rung for major historical events, including the end of World War I and the liberation of Paris in 1944. But some of the cathedral's bells will soon be silenced. Experts say they're worn out, and that's raising quite a ruckus among Parisians. So name this cathedral. We'll do the honors as the bells toll. Kill the bells. We're talking about the Cathedral of Notre Dame. It's going to turn 850 years old in 2013, and it's undergoing a major facelift. One of the improvements calls for melting down four old bells and replacing them with nine new ones. The old bells are just about 150 years old, but they're apparently well past their musical prime. Maya de la Baume wrote about this in the New York Times. She says experts in France have deemed this replacement necessary.
Those bells are now in a bad state, and many bells experts say that we need to change them because they're worn and their metal is low quality and they're out of tune. So that explains a little bit why.
Now, let me ask you, if we were to stand next to Notre Dame now and hear the bells, would we blanch? I mean, do they sound really bad?
They don't really sound bad, but many experts think their sound is very disharmonious. But to someone like me, who's not an expert, I think it would not strike people immediately.
For those people, okay, maybe they would wince when they heard the bells. But for the majority of people who have great affection for these bells that have been ringing every 15 minutes since 1856, what's the real reason they're being taken down?
It's more of a symbolic reason because, you know, those bells are like markers of French history and they've rung at important times of our history and for Christmas, for Easter. So people are very attached to those bells. And what I think really bothers them is the idea of destroying those bells, destroying a piece of, you know, heritage. I spoke to some people who lived in the surroundings of Notre Dame and heard the bells every morning when they would wake up. And it's also because there's a real attachment to those bells.
We should say, though, they are going to be replaced.
Yes.
By what?
By nine new bells, which are supposed to reproduce the original sound of the bells before the French Revolution. Because, as you may know, the original bells were melted in 1791 and 1792. They were melted to be used as cannons. So Napoleon III gave new bells to the church, offered new bells, and we kept those bells. But the idea of the rector now is to reproduce the initial sound because it was a wonderful sound and a historic sound, and they want to try to reproduce those bells in an identical way and to put them back in Notre Dame.
So does that mean that the old bells, when they're melted down, that the metal will become part of the new bells?
Yes, that's what happens with bells in general. They're melted and then we use the metal to make new bells. But we've modernized the process. So we use also copper, we use tin, we have new molds to make those bells.
But at least the metal in the bells themselves will in part live on, this bronze alloy will in part live on in the new bells, is that right?
Yes.
Will they still be rung every 15 minutes?
Yes, they will have exactly the same role as they always had. I mean, the replacement of the bells is part of a project to renovate the church, but it's a big project for them.
New York Times reporter Maya de la Baume in Paris, not too far from the Cathedral of Notre Dame. The answer to our GeoQuiz today. Merci. Thank you very much, Maya.